This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't know if I can call this a warning or not, but there's a tip circulating for shredded cheese. Listen to this.
Number five, here's something we read about that we had not heard before. If you're cooking with pre-shredded cheese, you might want to give it a quick rinse first, and here's why.
Ew. Right, Kevin.
Why?
That's an appropriate response. Here's why.
You want to remove those anti-caking agents that prevent the cheese from clumping together.
Okay, so they're telling you to, much like fruit and vegetables, wash off whatever chemicals we put on the food, on the cheese. But here's why, though.
Put the cheese in a colander, pour cold water over it, then let it drain. The procedure removes the starch and makes it melt easier. You are welcome.
What a roller coaster I went on this morning.
That was close.
When I heard that, I was shooketh.
Because you thought...
Well, one, I'm not going to wash my cheese. That's really the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What if they said, like, you have to do it because otherwise it's, like, cancerous?
They could tell me there's arsenic on shredded cheese, and I'm not going to wash my shredded cheese.
Right.
That sounds disgusting. A, wet cheese? Wet cheese?
Ew.
It sounds like the name of a death metal song.
I mean, you get your cheese wet if you have, like, a salad that you put dressing on.
That's different. Touching wet shredded cheese.
That does sound pretty nasty.
Blech. Two, I'll bet it would taste different. I'll bet it would taste gross. And I wouldn't do it also, even if it was poisonous, because, it doesn't spread easy then. You know, have you ever gotten like wet cheese?
Yeah, it clumps together.
It clumps together. Yeah. Probably because it does
have
anti-clumping agent.
Yeah, exactly.
But how, if I had to wash my shredded cheese, how am I going to eat it right out of the bag at 2 a.m?
Right.
I mean, it's a really good point. You can't just shamefully pour it from a bag into your mouth.
Right.
And just with one eye watching the stairs, making sure nobody's coming down. Just, oh, what is this? I wanted some milk.
I mean, you're adding the word shameful. I feel zero shame when I do it. Standing in front of that midnight glow of the refrigerator and nothing but your underwear, just hoisting that bag of shredded cheese.
Oh my God, that's
like a hippo eating grass. Now imagine doing it while it's wet.
Obviously, chaos. You can't do that.
Right.
You'd have to stop eating it like that.
I got to be honest. I'm going to tell everybody a little bit of a secret.
Okay.
I don't even wash my vegetables.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or my fruit.
I don't eat fruit.
You don't eat fruit, but
I don't wash my vegetables either.
You have to wash those.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
You definitely should.
I mean, you should.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
the sink is so far.
You guys are dirty.
Never even think of it.
We're not dirty necessarily. It's more of just like
you like dirt.
We're rolling the dice. It's more of rolling the dice.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if it was dirt, that seems healthy. Farm dirt.
There's a lot of bad stuff in dirt also.
Yeah. What if they didn't spray it full of chemicals?
You could still, like, there could be, like, animal feces in it.
Right.
Right.
Well, why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's part of the soil.
You asked.
I just don't know.
I just forget. It's not even that I'm like, no, it's good for you. It's not even that. It's just like, I forget to wash this tomato.
Right. Yeah.
It's in the fridge. It seems clean.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, it seems also kind of weird to like have a handful of blueberries and then just go over to the sink, because I always end up dropping some down the sink. And I always have the thought like,
well, why don't you just keep them in the container and wash them
off?
Yeah,
you're supposed to wash it in the container.
Because then they are all wet, and then I put it back in, and the humidity makes them mold faster.
Oh.
Let them dry a bit.
It's chemistry. So, okay, now you're telling me that if I want a blueberry, I got to give it a bath, then I got to dry it off, and then I got to put it back to bed in the fridge? What? Who? How much time do you have with your day? I didn't know you had all this blueberry washing time.
I do feel like you have enough time to do that.
So you're saying I should just wash it all right off the bat?
You should wash it all right. How about this, though? What about, like, you know, like when you get like a container of like salad, but it's a bunch of different kinds of like mixed greens?
Okay.
Okay, so are we supposed to wash that?
I don't eat vegetables, so I can't help you.
Wow. She doesn't eat fruit. You don't eat vegetables.
I eat fruit,
we can't
though.
All be as good as you, Gavin.
Right.
Just eating both. Everything right. Tell us more about your 2 a.m. cheese.
At least I'm eating dairy. That's good for you, too.
I can't eat dairy. That's bad.
No dairy, no vegetables, no fruit.
Wow.
Just leave me and my pesticides and my anti-caking starch, and I guess I'll be fine, I guess. I don't know. Fine, I'll start washing my fruits and vegetables.
No, you won't.
I won't.
Yeah.